Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Attack on family of federal judge.
The suspect was dressed as a delivery driver.
New stay-at-home order in L.A.
I think we're on the brink of that.
GOP talks in D.C.
The first order of business will be a new coronavirus relief package.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's a manhunt underway after the attack at the home of a federal judge. CBS's Errol Barnett is near the home of Judge Esther Salas in North Brunswick, New Jersey.
The judge's husband, Mark Espel, a defense attorney, answered the door and was shot. The gunman also shot and killed the couple's 20-year-old son, Daniel. Now, sources say the judge was in the basement at the time of the shooting and was unharmed. Andel's been rushed to the hospital and is believed to be in stable condition right now. But the big question is the motive. It's unclear what that is, and it's also unclear who the actual target was, considering the judge's husband himself is a defense attorney.
Now the latest on the coronavirus. The death toll in the U.S. now tops 140,000. CBS's David Begno is in Florida, which reported 12,000 cases yesterday.
Here in the entertainment district of Miami Beach, there is an 8 p.m. curfew.
We're hoping that by closing earlier, it actually tones down the party.
Hospitalizations in Los Angeles County reached a record high at more than 2,200. Here's the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti.
If we don't come together as a nation with national leadership, we will see more people die.
But in New York City, people there are prepared for phase four, opening things like zoos and fanless pro sports stadiums.
Overseas now, correspondent Vicky Barker tells us British scientists on the trail of a COVID treatment say they've had a breakthrough.
It's a pre-existing drug, interferon beta, but delivered in a new way, inhaled directly into the lungs of hospitalized COVID patients.
The patients receiving the interferon beta treatment were much less likely to deteriorate.
Team leader Tom Wilkinson says the number of patients needing ICU treatment fell nearly 80%. Patients were 2 to 3 times more likely to make a full recovery.
President Trump meets with top congressional Republicans in Congress today. CBS's Laura Podesta says there's pressure to pass more virus relief.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the first order of business will be a new coronavirus relief package. The House has already approved a $3.5 trillion bill.
I would consider not signing it if we don't have a payroll tax cut.
President Trump says he also wants the measure to include liability protections for businesses.
The White House is pushing back against more virus testing money. President Trump is refusing to publicly commit to accepting the results of the November election.
I think mail-in voting is going to rig the election. I really do.
Are you suggesting that you might not accept the results of the election?
I have to see.
He spoke with Chris Wallace on Fox News about polls that show Joe Biden ahead.
First of all, I'm not losing. Those are fake polls. They were fake in 2016, and now they're even more fake.
And about support at the Pentagon for renaming bases that bear the names of Confederate leaders, Mr. Trump said, I don't care what the military says. And he expressed support for those who fly the Confederate flag.
They're not talking about racism. They love their flag. It represents the South.
More than 100 Georgia Democrats have submitted applications to replace the legendary Congressman John Lewis on the fall ballot. The 80-year-old civil rights leader died Friday after serving in the House for more than 30 years. A nominee will be picked by this afternoon. CBS's Nancy Cordes has more on Lewis's impact.
Congresswoman Terry Sewell grew up in Selma, Alabama, hearing stories about John Lewis, never dreaming she would grow up to walk and work alongside him.
If I was anywhere within earshot and he's talking about Selma, that he wouldn't say, come on up. The fact that he would be willing to share his platform with me.
Congressman Hank Johnson represents the Georgia district next door to Lewis's.
When he really wanted to to be emphatic about something. He would rise his voice and he would sound like God from heaven.
Police in Portland, Oregon used tear gas last night against protesters. CBS News correspondent Carter Evans.
Protesters returned to downtown Portland Sunday night in a peaceful sign of solidarity. Far different scene than the night before. That's when some protesters clashed with federal authorities who moved in on orders from the White House. Community leaders and activists are pleading for an end to the violence.
Violence is not our way.
Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum says federal officers are the ones escalating the violence.
What is going on? Who are you? Three or four, five of them jumping out of the unmarked vans, grabbing people off the streets, putting them into their vans.
In Seattle, a protest against immigration and customs enforcement turned violent. Police Sergeant Lauren Truscott.
The protesters lit mortar-type fireworks and then threw them at officers from a very close range.
Some businesses were damaged and some arrests were made. A new study finds black children died more often after common surgeries than whites. CBS's Lisa Mateo.
According to a study in the Journal of Pediatrics, within 30 days of surgery, black children had a greater risk of suffering complication than whites and were nearly 3.5 times more likely to die. Researchers examined data on nearly 173,000 operations from 2012 to 2017.
One person was killed, 8 others wounded in a shooting on a busy street in northwest Washington, D.C. yesterday. Police say 3 men opened fire in what appeared to be a targeted attack. An East Coast heat wave that settled in over the weekend isn't ready to break just yet. CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
Philadelphia, we're likely to be near a record high in the upper 90s. D.C. is probably going to be about 100 degrees, and both New York City and Boston should once again breach 90 degrees. And when you factor in the humidity, it is going to be brutal, with feels like temperatures up to 110 in D.C.
Canada's government has banned baseball's Blue Jays from playing in Toronto when the season opens because of the pandemic.
We don't have a home court. We can't go to the U.S. because it's closed. We can only watch on the TV.
While fans mull it over, the team's considering its Florida spring training home or Buffalo, where the AAA minor league affiliate normally plays. A rare LeBron James rookie trading card from 2003 sold at auction over the weekend for $1.84 million. Only 23 versions of the card were made. The dead of summer is a tough time for some of the nation's farmers, and that could mean more expensive things for all of us later in the year.
The high heat gripping much of the nation can take a toll on corn pollination, a vital process that's underway across mid-America.
And if we see the quality of crops decrease in the USDA reports, there is a likely chance that prices will increase because we won't have the supply to meet the demand.
Katie Parker is a farm extension agent in West Central Illinois. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
American tourists are not welcome in the Bahamas. The prime minister announced that as part of a reopening rollback yesterday, prompted by a surge in coronavirus cases since the reopening of borders 3 weeks ago. Visitors from Canada and Europe can still come, but only if they can produce a negative COVID-19 test. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.